Today's show is brought to you by Vorvita. After a stressful and uncertain year, do you sometimes feel it's time to rethink how you drink? Vorvita is a web-based program that uses clinically proven tools and techniques to help break negative behaviors and develop healthier responses. To learn more, go to us.vorvita.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, August 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Good luck trying to buy a car these days without draining your bank account. The global chip shortage has severely reduced the number of cars dealers have on hand, and in turn, that's driven up sticker prices. In this tight market, many have considered leasing instead.
So the pandemic has actually upended this equation where you get a new car, whether buying or leasing, you know, you expect for it to depreciate and be worth much less at the end of your ownership of the vehicle. And that's just often not the case anymore.
So what are the financial advantages to leasing, and what should consumers look out for in the fine print of a leasing agreement? Coming up, our personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey will join us with what you should know before leasing a car. That's after the break.
Ready for payroll that's pain-free because it's perfect every time? You're ready for Beti. Because with Beti, new from Paycom, employees do their own payroll. Learn more at paycom.com/Beti. That's paycom.com/BETI.
Rising car prices might force many Americans to put off driving a new car off the lot, so maybe it's time to consider leasing a car. WSJ personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey kicked the tires on the idea of leasing, and he's here to talk about the pros and cons that consumers need to know before signing a lease agreement. J.J., thanks for being with us.
Thanks, J.R. Happy to be here.
So, J.J., let's start with this. How does leasing a car differ from outright buying one?
So when you're buying a car, you typically have, your standard down payment for the amount of the car, but then you get financing for the rest of the car. So you basically take out a loan to help you pay for the value of the car, and you pay that, through monthly payments. When you lease a car, there usually is a down payment, but, you typically have lower monthly payments because you're paying a price based on the difference between the actual retail value of the car and then the expected value of the car at the end of your lease.
How would the interest rates differ in buying versus leasing?
Well, right now, as experts told me, interest rates are still really low. So the interest to lease a car versus financing to buy a car are still relatively low. So, for example, according to Edmunds.com, the car shopping website, the national average APR for leases right now is 3% versus 4.5% for dealer financing. And that's on like a new car.
But even when somebody sets out to get a new car, the idea of leasing isn't always top of mind as an option. So why are people considering leasing now?
Well, like I said before, interest rates are low, so I think a lot of consumers want to take advantage of that, but it's still generally cheaper to lease a vehicle. And, we have been in pretty dire financial straits in the country, because of the pandemic. And so I think leasing has become a more attractive option. But also, kind of getting more to the heart of the matter, there's a chip shortage globally. And so that has affected the amount of inventory that dealers have, which have caused used car and new car prices to skyrocket, which is driving people towards leasing.
Now, you mentioned that leasing a car can mean lower monthly payments. What else should someone consider with regard to costs?
So there's a lot, actually, that goes into the equation when it comes to leasing a car. Experts told me that your mileage can significantly affect the overall calculation. For example, for years, the standard yearly mileage limit when you sign a lease has been 12,000 miles, but that's even been shortened to 10,000 miles because people are driving less. And so you might sign up for a certain kind of term that has a certain amount of mileage requirement or mileage threshold. And you're thinking that, because you're working from home, you probably won't, go over that amount, but then you do. And then that ends up in more fees. So there is things like that that you really have to think about when you take out a lease. And that's a good reason to pay really close attention to the fine print when you take out a lease.
So, you know, JJ, most of us are familiar with cars' value depreciating over time, but how should depreciation factor into whether you want to lease a car?
So if you want to lease a car, it might be beneficial because typically at the end of your lease, your car is worth around what you have contracted it for. You know, so you end up paying that amount. But what's happening right now is you might get at the end of your lease and you've already contracted, you know, to pay a certain amount based on your car being worth less because you've driven it. But, you know, in this market, you might get to the end of your lease and the car is actually worth more, which means you can then buy it from the dealer and sell it for a higher price or roll that equity into another car. So the pandemic has actually upended this equation where you get a new car, whether buying or leasing, you know, you expect for it to depreciate and be worth much less at the end of your ownership of the vehicle. And that's just often not the case anymore. In addition to consumers, this is a tough time for dealers too, because of the lack of vehicle inventory. And so if you're selling a car or at the end of your lease, you're likely in a stronger negotiating position because that dealer really wants your car back on the lot.
Yeah, negotiating is part of the car buying process for a lot of people. But is there usually some room for negotiating when you're leasing?
There is, especially right now, again, because of the environment, you know, you might see a lot of regional dealership incentives. Experts told me that you might even see some automaker back specials at dealerships when it comes to leasing. So, yeah, you know, you should really do your research and, you know, don't be afraid to kind of, you know, ask for what you want. Incentives for a leasing agreement range from a minimal down payment to zero to minimal APR. Those are some of the incentives.
Now, we're talking about buying versus leasing here, but what factors could go into deciding whether to buy your car at the end of the leasing period?
So if you expect that your car has actually appreciated in value, you know, that might be a good reason to buy at the end of the lease. And also experts said that, you know, it was kind of like buying a used car from, you know, someone, you know, because it's you, you know, you own the car before you've been driving it. And so, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, if the person is lying or if you might find something out about the vehicle later on, you know. So there's a degree of trust because you have the vehicle.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks again for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.